Good morning, everyone. This is Julie Renee, and it is a day of miracles, isn't it? So just getting up, just waking up in your bed and saying, wow, this is a day for miracles. I remember this song from my childhood, and it inspires me to think beyond the common, oh, it's another day, and get into the bliss of Garden of Eden. You might remember it if you're a Christian. I know this is the Jewish holiday, so I want to really honor all of those of you of different faiths and traditions. This is a place for everyone. Miraculous Living is a place for everyone of all faiths to come and experience the joy of living a healthy, vibrant life, fully self-expressed. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will be glad and rejoice in it. And when we start our day with rejoicing, when we start our day in the presence of the divine, in the presence of our own divinity, knowing that we are divine, we are sacred, we are connected with all, and especially we are connected with the divine. We're part of that essence, that miraculous space. Then we can really go beyond what's common belief, and we can go into the extraordinary. And today's show is on five energy boosters, and we're doing a series of shows on energy, really because this has become a real challenge and concern in our Western culture. And energy is the most sought-after commodity. And when you think about energy, think about the five energy drinks and the Starbucks and the Peet's Coffee and the boosters in the Jamba Juice and all the ways that you're going to get more energy, get it. We're looking to get it. In other words, it's outside of ourselves. When we're getting a boost of something, when we're getting caffeine, we're looking for something outside ourselves. And what we're going to be talking about today is the natural occurring energy in the body. So the not what's outside ourselves, but actually what naturally occurs in our body. And we're going to talk a little bit about how we've kind of lost our way and forgotten that we have these incredible resources, and then we're going to do a healing on those five energy boosters. And we have next week's show is also dedicated to this same subject, so we'll be covering that yet again next week in a different way. And I would like to remind you all to sign in on our website and be sure to become a subscriber to Miraculous Living. It's real easy to do. blogtalkradio.com/miraculousliving. And just become a subscriber. You'll get notifications of all the wonderful shows that are coming up. We have a really fabulous list of shows coming up through the fall and winter. So please join us and become a subscriber. And today marks a special day also for Miraculous Living. We've now got a Miraculous Living YouTube channel, and so that is Julie Renee's Miraculous Living or Julie Renee ML. You can find it either way going on to YouTube. And we are actually posting video clips of me teaching in the apprentice program. So you're going to be learning what my apprentices learn by going into that channel. And the videos will be coming out twice a week. And today is our inaugural day. We have our first official teaching video up on energy. And that is a 6-minute video on the adrenals and what the adrenals provide for the body. So why don't we start with adrenals? The energetic systems, and that's a common one that we start on. By the way, if you would like to have a free course on curing the stress syndrome, we have a program called From Fatigue to Fabulous. That's a free 5-day program and goes right along with this energy program on the radio here. So just go to julierenee.com, and in the upper right opt-in corner, that's our gift right at the moment, so you can just sign in. And you'll be getting a meditation that restores energy in the body. You'll be getting a Vedic mantra, the Triambakam mantra, that clears stress and heals the body. It clears illness and heals the body. So a 4-minute Vedic mantra that'll be chanted. You'll really enjoy that. And then some lessons, some thoughts on what energy is about and what stress is about and how you can live your life in a much higher quality. So I know people always love this. I'm going to do the Triambakam mantra for you just so you get an experience of it. I think it really does transport you. So if you're in a place where you can close your eyes and just put your feet on the ground and just have your spine erect, maybe feel supported in your chair and breathe in and out. And as you breathe in and out, just listen and let the energy vibration of this mantra begin to give you more energy, remove stress, and heal your body. Om Triambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivartanam Urvar Rukhamivat bandhanat murchor mukshiyamamritatu Om Triambakam yajamahe sugandhim bhushtivartanam urvar Rukhamivat bandhanat Marchor Mukshiya Mamritatu Om Triambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukhamivat Vandhanat Marchor Mukshiya Mamritatu Om Namah Shivaya Om Namah Shivaya Om Namah Shivaya. I'd like you to feel the energy of that mantra going right into the adrenals, and then we're going to also feel that energy going right into the mitochondria. And I believe we talked about this a little bit last week on the show. The adrenals are if you want to think of them as your power plant, they're going to tell the body when it needs a surge of energy. And so they're pumping out cortisol and adrenaline for you when you need a surge of energy. Now, this is actually an emergency backup system. This is not your main system of energy. A better source of energy is your mitochondria. Now, your mitochondria is the little fuel generators of the cell. So the fuel generators of the cell look kind of like a little bit, if you've ever seen a picture of mitochondria, looks like a little bit of like a caterpillar maybe. And it is the generator that gives energy to each of the cells. Now, if you don't have a lot of the energy of the mitochondria pumping into the cells, you're going to notice yourself fatigued all the time. And, of course, that's the same with adrenal fatigue. You're going to notice yourself fatigued all the time. Now, adrenal fatigue comes from overusing the adrenals. And problems with the mitochondria typically happens from the carrier fluid in the body. So adrenal fatigue can be corrected. I know it's in Western medicine it's thought that you can't correct adrenal fatigue, but indeed you can. But you really need to consciously make an effort to change your life. And if you are suffering from full-on adrenal fatigue or failure, you need to actually make a dramatic change in your life. So the adrenals get worn out because those little glands were never meant to be on as much as they're on these days. So they come on when all the alarms and beeps and bings go off in your life. So computer alarms and phone ringing and horn honking and car driving and all of these things will make the adrenals come on. And where they were meant to come on maybe once every 3 days, they're coming on hundreds of times a day, which just wears those poor little acorn-like glands out. They just poop out. So the healing we'll be doing in a few minutes, we'll do an adrenal healing. And as a matter of fact, that is on every meditation that I do. We do an adrenal healing. But if adrenals are your challenge, then you'll probably want to book an appointment with me to do a miraculous healing and regenerate the cells, glands, and organs in your body, and especially regenerate the adrenals and the nervous system and the hypothalamus directions too. So you want to kind of get everything back rebooted so the adrenals work well. The carrier fluid is the fluid that's around the cell, the fluid surrounding the cell. And the fluid can become toxic from exposure to toxins in the environment. And also, it can become toxic right at the beginning of life. So as you've begun your life, you might be in a womb that's got toxic energy. So perhaps your mom had to take medications or was exposed to toxic environmental factors, or possibly your mom was maybe mentally ill or alcoholic or whatever, drug user. Those are all reasons that the carrier fluid would become toxic. And then that creates a level of the body never being safe. So if you're floating in that carrier fluid, that amniotic fluid rather, as an infant forming in your mother, you're going to discover that your body and the carrier fluid in your body is now set at this toxic level. And so we'll be doing a healing on that in just a minute also. I want to think about dynamic energy in a couple other ways, how you use your mind, your emotional brain, and your determination, which is your third chakra, your will, your ability to play out your will in the world. I think about a trainer that I really enjoy. I use the Beachbody products, and Shailene is got her TurboFire program, which I work out with in the morning. And one of the things she says is if you think you don't have any energy, and you think you're tired, then you will produce that result. But if you know in your heart of hearts that you have energy, that you have all that you need, that the reserves are there, then you will produce more energy. And she is so, so right. And that dynamic energy also comes from the force of will. And force of will means that things are working well in your the center of your body. Your third chakra, which is up above the belly button, and it's a cone shape. It's narrow where it touches the skin and goes out about 6 inches with a little disc spinning out the front. And it also goes right through the body, so there's a line through the body. And then you have a cone shape going out the back of the body. And you need both the front and back of the third chakra, will, to be on and spinning to create that dynamic energy of will, that strength of will. And then finally, we want to just mention that muscles are very, very important to your dynamic energy. And, you know, when you're looking at being supercharged and living a youthful life well into your hundreds, and we're speaking of that now in our training programs of life extension. Some of our students are reading that they'll be living 170 years that have been in the program a while. And we're looking at regenerating the cells. And to keep the body young and strong, and there's a future show on weight, you know, the muscle burns fat and really keeps the brain working well. So you want to be exercising every day and really doing both strength training, endurance training, and stretching. So you don't have to do them each every day, but you want to incorporate all of those different aspects. We're going to take a very short break, and when we come back, we'll be doing a healing. We're going to do a healing next on the energy systems. Well, welcome back, and I'd like to encourage each of you to settle in for the healing. And just find a comfortable seated position yet again with your spine erect and your feet on the floor. And we'll be doing an energy healing on the mitochondria, muscles, adrenals, brain, and mental body, and the third chakra. So I just want you to just sit back and relax. Send a grounding cord down from the base of your spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide. Set the grounding cord on release and begin to release the excess energy in the body. And go ahead and rub your hands, put your hands together in front of your heart and rub them together. So rubbing your hands together, creating some psychic heat, some energy, some tapas. And then let's breathe in and out deeply three times. Signaling to your body, it's time to relax and receive the healing. And once your hands have heated up, I'd like you to take your right hand and put it over your heart and your left hand over your right hand in a universal mudra of self-love and self-affinity. Repeat to yourself, I love myself. I trust myself. I can and do express my unique self every day. And feel that beautiful energy, that permission to heal, that permission to be expressed, that permission to really trust and go deeply into your life, knowing that you are the source of your own energy, that it's not about getting anything, it's about being. I'd like you to, female bodies, ground your ovaries with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, down through the perineum and down to the center of the earth. Set the right and left ovary on release. And release the excess energy, healing energy. We do our healings from our ovaries. Let's release that energy. So if you don't, you can imagine putting a little release button, rather, on the ovaries and just push the release button on and just see them drain off. For men, of course, we're going to release the testicles and with a line of energy from the testes down to the center of the earth. And at the same time, let's do a prostate healing, so just releasing any excess buildup energy in the prostate, and that is a problem with gentlemen who are not clearing their testes every day. So you want to just clear the testes of aggression and competition, and the room is coming in, our group here is coming into a neutrality. No women are healing anyone, no men are competing with anyone. We're just all kind of wonderful androgynous spirits, just temporarily. And then going up to the adrenals now, they sit on top of the kidneys, on the around waist level, 2 inches off the spine and an inch up from the waist. They look like little acorns with hats. Let's draw a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, from each of the adrenals down through the perineum and then down to the center of the earth. And just set the adrenals on release. And release any excess energy in the adrenals. And what you're releasing here is stress, fight or flight energy, worries and concerns. And I'd like you next, as the adrenals are releasing, to plug the sciatic nerve into the adrenals. And go ahead and release the nervous system also. You can just see that beautiful lacy network of nerves lighting up, and they're plugged into the adrenals that are grounding now, and you're just seeing all the excess energy in the nervous system now releasing. And at the same time we're doing that, we're going to go to the brainstem, and let's draw a line of energy from the brainstem and the brain to each of the adrenals. So we're now making a diamond. So we have a line going out to the right and to the left of the brainstem, down to each of the two adrenals, and then the line going down to the perineum and straight down to the center of the earth. So this is a diamond healing for energy and stress relief. Let's go ahead and set the brain on release, And while we're releasing thoughts, negative thoughts, worries and concerns, we're also releasing the words, I feel tired, I feel exhausted. And we're replacing those words as we're releasing. We're replacing those words with, I feel energetic. I have an active life. Rather than I have a busy life, we're now replacing that with, I have an active life. And so you can see that even your words program how much your energy shows up. And giving yourself permission to rest when you need to rest and drinking enough water is really, really wonderful for creating the dynamic energy that you're looking for. And while we're in this adrenal healing, this diamond healing, let's create another diamond. So from the center of the head where the brainstem is, out the front, let's go ahead and create a line going to the third chakra in front, and out the back of the head, a line going to the third chakra out the back, and then, of course, going right down to the perineum. Yes, you're wondering where to attach. Let's have that line go to this narrow part of the chakra, so at the surface of the skin, and let's get that third chakra spinning and clearing. That third chakra is 1 inch above the belly button in front and directly in back. And then let's get that communication going so that line opens up right through the center of the body. So now we have a double diamond healing going on. And finally, let's go ahead and see the muscles involved in this healing. And I'll be delivering a healing to you, a miraculous healing on your muscular system. And I'm beginning that healing now. And even if you're listening later, you're tuning in after the show, you will be getting this healing on the muscles. And what we're doing with the muscles right now is we are clearing any black, gray, dark brown, and white energy from the muscles. And, of course, the perfect healing for the muscles is for you to be eating well and exercising every day, getting a nice walk in nature, doing aerobics, lifting weights, riding your bicycle, swimming. You know, really program in that this is something that you love to do. You love, love, love to get the exercise in. And for you, I'd like you to go to the center of the head and open up a trap door out the back of the head. And let's go ahead and clear out any looping thoughts, worries, or concerns. And let's also wash out exhaustion out of the brain. And so take a spiritual fire hose and go ahead and just really give that brain a good clear out. And I'm still doing the muscular healing for some of you are still feeling this is shifting, getting all that black and gray energy cleared out. Well, you're washing out the center of your head. Isn't that cool? And then when you feel like it's gotten really tidy in there, and you're always welcome to go back and do this healing and meditation again, then I'd like you to close the trapdoor, pop out the top of the head, and pull the aura into 18 inches around your body. And right now we're going to do a dynamic cleanup of the aura, and there's many levels of this, and we'll have a show on aura healings in the future. But for now, let's do a quick aura clearing. And what we do is put a little golden vacuum cleaner at the top of your head. And this is a Roomba, an automated little robot vacuum cleaner. It's kind of cute because it's got puppy dog energy, and it's just sniffing out all the funny fuzzballs and dust bunnies in the aura. You're going to turn the little Roomba on, and it's going to be like a little whirling dervish and just spin around inside your aura and vacuum up all the dust bunnies and fuzzballs in the aura. I know about dust bunnies and fuzzballs because I am cleaning the house to the bones here, and I've gotten a few dust balls yesterday. So you want to get all those dust balls out of your aura, and that's going to give you more energy. It's amazing when somebody has a lot of dark energy, cloud energy, or death energy in their aura, they're going to experience a reduction of energy. It actually affects the cellular body dramatically. And that little whirling dervish Roomba is down under your feet now. It's vacuumed out the entire aura. Let's go ahead and throw that little Roomba down, the grounding cord. And then go ahead and put on the outside edge of the aura, a cobalt blue flame, a corona. And let's burn off any funky group mind, miasms, that have you feel exhausted or tired after a particular behavior or after a particular activity. And let's just have that burn off any programs that are coming in, miasms and memes. And we can do a deeper healing if we do a one-to-one healing. So you might want to check that out at julierenee.com. But for now, let's just burn it off, opening your feet to earth energy, bringing earth energy up through the feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, out the hips, and down the grounding cord. And then let's go ahead and coming back into the center of the head now. And now on top of the head, there's a golden sun. And let's just bring you back into the body with this golden sun filling out your arms and legs and your torso, neck, and head. And I want you all the way out to your fingertips and coming back into the room. Breathing in and out, feeling blessed, feeling really blessed, really connected with your body, with more energy. May be the blessings of the Supreme Being that this healing meditation is complete. May the entire world be filled with radiant health, vitality, abundance, joy, and peace. Tatastu, so be it.